Hey, this is Ellie Gomez.
And this is Tina Yonis.
Coming to you from the studios of KUCR.
With the latest news on Heat.
We recently interviewed Todd Wingate,
the mastermind behind Heat, to get the inside scoop.
On Heat, UCR's annual concert event, setting the musical standard for the Inland Empire.
How do you plan on getting the students excited for this year's show?
I think we'll bring in some good headliners. But I think the other thing is Heat has become, just in 2 years, really ingrained in the campus fabric. I mean, it's one, if not the signature event on campus. So I think it's already really in the student psyche. I know that students coming in, freshmen coming in, know about Heat and are looking forward to it. And so I think one of the things that we've learned about Heat is sometimes it's not just the bands, it's just the fact that it's this big, cool event. And you know you're going to hear something that you like, but it's also more just about being there and about experiencing the biggest party that UCR throws.
What methods are you working with to bring about the awareness of Heat this year?
Like we did in the past, we will be relying on Facebook, MySpace, the websites. We're trying a new texting initiative that I think will be very, very successful. But, you know, as in terms of, you know, we also have used several different radio stations, other publications, The Highlander, the IE Weekly. Last year, people may have noticed we had billboards on the 91 and the 10 freeway. So I think we'll continue to use that multifaceted approach and be everywhere that anybody interested in music would find out about us.
And everybody wants to know, when do you plan on releasing this year's Heat headliners?
We'll be announcing the main stage headliners on Thursday, December 4th. And we'll be announcing the rest of the bands and DJs a couple of weeks after that.
Are there any stories about the past Heat shows you recall?
Probably during the first year where, you know, we were planning for 2,000 people. We weren't exactly sure what it was going to look like, how many people would come. We'd only marketed on campus, a little bit on Facebook and MySpace. We were astonished when an hour before it was set to go off that there was this huge line forming and people were coming and showing up and lining up for I don't know what. They just kept coming and coming and coming, and there were more and more people. It was just outrageous, just the number of people that showed up. And clearly we weren't prepared for that, so, you know, our security was way low for the number of people that were there. And, you know, quite honestly, we had very little incident. Oh, the other story would be at the end of the night when the UC Riverside PD showed up at the first Heat. I guess they weren't sure that we were there legally or something, I don't know. But, you know, we were managing all of that just fine, and then I looked up and the UC PD helicopter was hovering low with its lights on.
So don't forget to visit myspace.com/HeatUCR.
And add Heat on your Facebook.
Stay tuned to KUCR 88.3 FM to get the latest Heat news.
And visit heat.ucr.edu for more info.
Until next time.